AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Bosses are hiring. We're not paying as much to fill up our tanks, so we're spending money on other things again. Retail sales are up for the first time in 4 months, up 0.9%. We're buying cars, clothing, and furniture. But rent is going up, too. 14% more over the past 5 years, according to a new report. The average rent is now $1,161 a month, according to RACE, the property tracker. Our Sandy Kozel says rents are rising because more of us are renting.
Young people who've been living with their parents are finding jobs and moving out. Rising home prices are leading many longtime renters to stay put. In addition, most of the new apartments coming on the market are aimed at affluent tenants and carry higher than average rents, especially in urban core areas.
The International Monetary Fund, though, is downgrading the U.S. economy because of the strong dollar, which makes U.S. goods more expensive overseas. Still, it predicts our economy will grow a robust 3.1% this year and next. Presidential candidates will wrestle with the economy issue in their campaigns. Hillary Clinton debuts her new campaign today in Iowa. Is President Obama endorsing his former rival and Secretary of State? Reporters ask White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest that question.
As has been speculated by all of you and many others, there are other people who are friends of the president who may at some point decide to get into the race. So the president has not offered up any sort of an endorsement.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida told supporters as he opened his presidential campaign last night, Hillary Clinton is yesterday, and it's time for a new generation. Kelly Steele was at his rally in Miami, where he told the story of how his immigrant parents worked their way to a successful life. Rubio is back in Washington today to join a Senate hearing on a proposed deal with Iran. This is AP Radio News. A golfer who was bitten on the leg by a crocodile while playing at an Australian tourist resort says he was partly to blame for hitting his ball into the water and disturbing the croc while it sunbathed.
It's partly my fault for disturbing it. It was just sunbaking.
John Lahief is 75 years old. Then there's the mountain lion that's moved in under a home in Los Angeles. Wildlife workers are firing tennis balls at him, but he doesn't seem to want to move. Homeowner Jason Arenaco.
My wife loves cats, and she would love to have it, but knows that it would probably attempt to eat us at some point.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the man in Virginia who shot and killed an armadillo, but also inadvertently shot his mother-in-law in the back when the bullet bounced off the armadillo, hit a fence, traveled through the back door of her home, hit a recliner, and struck her in the back. Don't worry, she's going to be just fine. She's walking and talking. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.